Like many parents, I wake every morning with my mind filled with post-it notes of all the things I'm behind on. On April 12, 2011, I opened my eyes with only one thought. It's time to write a boy's book. For years, I've wanted to write a book for boys that would be a complement to one I'd written for girls, Queen Bees and Wannabes. When parents and teachers would ask me about the possibility, I'd thank them for their confidence and promise that I'd get around to it one day, not really sure that I would. Ironically, my two children are both boys, which always gets a laugh when I'm introduced as an expert on girls. How can that Queen Bees woman, that Mean Girls woman, be the mother of only boys? The truth is, I've always taught boys, and they constantly write to me for advice. But up until now, I've never publicly shared their struggles and what I've told them. Some of their problems are important but small, like, how can I tell a girl I like her? Or, how do I tell a girl I don't like her? Or, how do I stop my friend from bugging me about how short I am? Other questions are bigger, like, I have a coach who screams faggot at one of the kids. Some of the other guys are going after him, too. I hate it. But what can I do? I want to quit the team, but I can't tell my parents. Or, my dad always thinks I'm guilty of something, or lying, or lazy. Every time he lectures me, I just want to explode, but I smile and say nothing. My mom makes excuses for him. I can't live like this, but I don't know what to do. I put off writing a book about boys because I wasn't certain I could deliver the level of insight that I'd been praised for in Queen Bees. Did I know boys well enough? Could I get them to tell me what I needed to know? I knew that boys are much more complex than popular culture gives them credit for. I knew there was a lot going on beyond their clipped responses like, I'm fine. But I wasn't sure that I could write something that was equal to what boys, parents, and adults who care about boys need and deserve. I needed a sign. I got it when I was least expecting it. In the spring of 2011, I met with Cartoon Network's CEO, Stu Snyder, and Alice Kahn, the network's vice president of social responsibility, to discuss the possibility of working together on their Stop Bullying, Speak Up campaign. I'd brought along Emily Gibson, who helps me strategize new partnerships. As usual, Emily got right to the point. Stu, I'm really glad we're meeting, but I'm not sure I understand why. Rosalind is more known for her work with girls, and we know most of Cartoon Network's viewers are boys, so why her? Stu immediately answered, "You can see it in her eyes." What's in my eyes? I wondered. Do I have something weird in my eyes? You can see she has boys in her eyes, Stu said. What was he talking about? Then I realized exactly what he was referring to. I'd seen that look. I'd even written about it in another book, Queen Bee Moms and Kingpin Dads. I just hadn't realized it was my facial expression, too. That look says to others, I'm regularly attacked with Nerf guns as a display of affection. I'm not surprised to receive an email or phone call from the principal. There may have been a time, just once, when I realized the boy's principal was calling and I pressed ignore because I just really didn't want to hear what the boys had done. At any moment, I must cope with the following challenges: my children destroying something of high value, hurting themselves doing something mind-blowingly stupid, or facing a hygiene problem so severe that lesser beings would flee or vomit. But because I'm these kids' mother, I'll hold them accountable, patch them back together, or bring them to someone who can, while shaking my head at the ridiculous reason we're at this place seeking help. And yes, I'll force these desecrators of bodily hygiene to clean up after themselves, even if they claim they can't smell anything wrong. I returned from my meeting in Atlanta, and the next morning, I woke up ready to write. I had just needed someone on the outside to let me know I was ready. For better and worse, how I started the Queen Bee, Mean Girl craze. There are a few more things to know about me, beyond that I have a reputation for working with girls. I've taught in schools for almost 20 years. I started by founding a nonprofit organization that taught kids from 5th to 12th grade a social justice and ethical leadership course I developed called Owning Up. That early work is the basis for the training I still do with educators and administrators. About 8 years into teaching, I wrote Queen Bees and Wannabes, a book for parents of girls about what the world looks like to a girl and how parents can best guide their daughters through it. I wrote about girls because I felt that our understanding of girls and the connection between their friendships and their personal development wasn't as good as it needed to be. By 2000, a lot had been written about girls, self-esteem, and body image. But I couldn't find anything intended for a general audience that spoke to girls' group dynamics –